From Dubai, Media City.
Oh, my, oh, my. Woo!
Across the metaverse and beyond. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Chico Pete, Mr. 305.
It's Lizzo.
Yo, what up, this is Macklemore.
Hi, this is Gary V.
It's Doja Cat.
Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
And
Big Rossi.
Virgin Radio.
Yes, good morning, Big Rossi on your Thursday morning with the gorgeous, the talented, the amazing Pretty Malik.
Wow.
Holding the operation together like glue. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning, Rossi. So it's just the two of us again?
Just the two of us. Chris has gone away to Milano. Milano, as you do.
Yeah, how exciting for him. I'm really excited to hear about this trip.
I know, I think I need some rich friends, you know, because Neil Petch from Virtuzone, he's really rich.
What?
He's like, Chris is going away with Neil Petch from Virtuzone.
Yeah, well, they're going for work, right?
Yeah, it's a work trip.
But he's extended.
It looks like so much fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, he's going to the Boss Fashion Show. We're going to be posted on that. Oh, major Chris Fade news in the last 24 hours. He's not even here to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about that later on. I can't wait.
I'm so excited. And he's not even here to talk about it.
Oh, it looked great, actually.
It's going
to
be so good.
It pains me to say, but it looked fantastic.
It's going to be so good. But listen, we still got the show ready and loaded for you. The pop quiz is back at 7:10.
Yep.
10,000 dirhams cash up for grabs. I'm back with all the gossip. Are you ready for another season of The Kardashians? Tell me yes, Rossi.
Yeah, but I thought they cancelled it. That was Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Rossi, you're a season behind, my friends. There's already been a season of the new show. We're on to season two.
Oh my gosh.
Where have you been?
For a year. I don't know. So what's this show called then?
The Kardashians.
Okay, but the other one was Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gone.
We're not even talking about that anymore.
Oh my gosh.
We're on to season two of the Kardashians.
It's a good job you're here.
At least I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the Kardashians, so people may want to turn off there. Well,
hey,
done.
Excuse you. You know what? I would love to, everyone who hates on the Kardashians, I can guarantee you have at least seen 5 episodes of the show.
I've never seen one.
You are different. You're in a different category though, because you're like very weird with TV shows.
I don't think Liz has seen one.
I'm sure Liz has seen at least an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What about the girls in the studio there? Nala, have you seen Keeping Up with the... Oh, of course you have. You've seen it, haven't you?
That's not a question. I've seen all the seasons and the new one.
Exactly.
What about Basma?
Now,
has Basma seen it?
I'm going to go ahead and say Basma has not seen it.
I watched a couple of episodes.
Yes, see?
Oh.
Do you like the Kardashians?
Not really.
See? But she's seen it. But
exactly.
She's seen it.
She's seen it.
I'm telling you, everyone watches it.
I'm going to text Liz and ask her. Anyway, if you want to get in contact this morning, you can do. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call right now, 04-871-5544. Tell us why you're up at this ridiculous hour of the morning.
Yeah, why? We have to be here, but why are you up? 04-871-5544.
Maybe it's your daughter's birthday like it was mine this morning. 5 a.m.
Oh.
They came down the stairs.
Annie's birthday, right?
Annie's birthday, 5 a.m., downstairs to open the presents.
What a cutie. How old is she today?
6 today.
How exciting. Happy birthday, Annie.
Happy birthday. All right, give us a call.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Yes. This is where we get you on the phone nice and early to let us know what you are up to this morning.
Yeah.
Could be doing anything from horse riding to fishing to going to school to going to the gym to swimming, whatever it may be. Let's go to Chandini this morning. Good morning.
Chandini,
sorry.
Good morning.
Hi. Do people like me get your name wrong all the time?
Oh, yes, they do. All the time.
It's very annoying,
I imagine. It's okay. That's why I'm here.
It's okay. Yeah.
Nice. Where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan, nice, okay. And how long have you been in Dubai for?
14 years.
Oh. 14 years.
Oh,
much
really?
Like us.
I got invited to Pakistan once. They asked me to go and DJ at the British Embassy in Pakistan.
That's cool. Why didn't you go?
They didn't want to pay me though.
Oh.
So I was like, oh.
Yeah, I can expect that. Yes.
You wanted it for free. They said, come on a nice holiday. You can get to see Pakistan. It's in Islamabad, I think. I was going to go there.
I'm sure the embassy would be there.
Yes. Sir. What do you do for work then?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, lovely. Like my wife.
What subject?
I'm a primary school teacher, so all subjects.
Oh. Do you enjoy that? Do you find that like really rewarding?
I do. The kids are lovely and it's amazing.
Every single kid in that class is lovely every single day. That's right, isn't
it? Not every single day, but they are lovely. By the end of the year, they are.
By the end of the year. Well, it's only September, John, then you buckle up.
No, don't say that. You've got until, June, end of June. Before the term finishes.
They've got enough time to warm up.
Hey, but isn't there a break coming up soon?
Yeah, you guys have a lot of holidays, don't you?
Stop it, Rosie. And when is it?
Yes, we do. End of October. Middle of October.
Middle of October. And then obviously you'll have the New Year's off as well. Well, enjoy your day, Johnny. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
That's good.
Bye.
I forgot about that. There's a half term, a holiday in October. Let's go to Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It says here, your son has got sports training.
Yeah, he has swimming training for the school squad.
The school squad. Now, Chris Fade always says, if his kids came up to him and said, I want to do swimming or volleyball or any sport that starts by 6 a.m., he would say no. Is it a struggle to get up in the morning?
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of struggle for my son to wake up. But he has to do it. He enjoys it.
That's good.
He has his swim gala in the afternoon. So I wish him luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. And I feel your pain with the kids' clubs. I do 3 a week.
But you do it in the afternoons, right?
Yeah, well, that's like 5 a.m. for us at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's like jet lag era. Well, listen, thank you so much for your call, Paula. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You have a beautiful day as well.
Bye. Thanks for being on the show this morning. Say hi to your son, okay?
Thank you so much.
There we go. It's as easy as that.
Yeah. Love hearing from you.
All the E! News. First, they got Pretty Malice Gossip.
Okay, Pretty, what's happening?
Let's talk about the Kardashians. Today is the day season 2 of The Kardashian drops on Disney Plus. They're going to drop a new episode then every single Thursday. That's how it's going to roll
Disney
out.
Disney Plus getting everything.
Yeah, Disney Plus does have it all. So it will have Khloe address the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal and baby number 2. Here's a little sneak peek.
There is something that I'm ready to talk about. Tristan and I are having another baby. It's supposed to be a really exciting time, and it's just a different experience. It's hard to watch her in pain. This has been a difficult time in my life, but it's the start of something positive and happy and beautiful.
Poor Khloe.
Yeah, the first line of that is hilarious.
There is something that I'm ready to talk about.
Yep, you're ready to talk about that on the show only. Because they keep it all for the show, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Because then it's like, if you think about it, though, if they were to just put every single detail on social media, who would watch the show?
Yeah, who would,
You've
got to keep it back a bit.
You have to do a little something that's only for the show so people watch.
Totally.
Otherwise, you're watching the story. You know the whole story.
It's like watching a movie that you've already seen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, again, today on Disney Plus, and then every Thursday there will be a new episode.
Right.
Tom Hardy, no idea that he did this, but he just won a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition. So last weekend, he decided to enter the 2022 Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Open Championship, and he's won his division. He won every single match, and he won the final by chokehold submission. And no one knew that he was entering this competition.
That's pretty cool.
So he rocks up to this place, and he's got a longer beard than usual, so he tried to hide it a little bit. But little by little, people started discovering that Tom Hardy is in this competition.
Wow.
And obviously obliged with photos and everything. His final opponent, who goes by the name of Milton Keynes, he did.
What? No, he doesn't.
Why? What's wrong?
That's a place. That's a place. Milton Keynes.
Oh, that's his name. Milton.
His name is Milton?
Yeah, so he said to a local paper, I had no idea that I was going to be going up against Tom Hardy. I come out, I'm ready to do this match, and I see Tom Hardy, and I'm just like, what do I do now? And Tom apparently said to him, hey, don't worry about anything. Just pretend it's not me. Do what you would normally do. But he lost by chokehold anyways.
Wow.
But how cool is that?
I think that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
And finally, Justin and Hailey Bieber's home was reportedly burglarized last week. I don't think anything was stolen, but this guy managed to make it through all the high fences in the gated community. He was found hanging out by the barbecue area in their backyard by a security guard. And once he was discovered, it was like really strange. He was just standing there and staring. And then once he was discovered, he kind of jumped a fence and ran away.
Scary, isn't it?
But how scary is that? Can you imagine if you leave your house, you just always have to constantly worry about people trying to break in?
But just like imagine having that fear of walking out your door every day, even if it's in like a gated community or whatever, and thinking there could be a lunatic here.
Yeah, exactly.
Run over and
they have such massive houses. You just don't know what's lurking in the corner. But hey, they're doing okay. Everything's all right.
Good, good. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Always the best. Thank you. Going to be talking about Chris Fade next. He's going to be on the telly. We'll tell you why in a minute. But the weather is turning nice, in my opinion, now across the country.
I feel like it just needs to go. Just give me 2 degrees.
Two degrees more?
Just take off 2 degrees and then I'm solid.
I'm solid. I always feel as though like someone just presses the AC on, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah,
like
yeah.
October 1st or something.
Yeah.
There's that day where it's just like, wow, look at this.
But from a dog walking perspective, it's definitely getting better.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about Chris Fade, he's away. He'll be back, I think maybe
Tuesday.
Well, that's what he says.
But I feel like maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, he might be like, get off the plane because he's landed like before the show on Tuesday. I think he may be like, I'm knackered. I'm not coming in.
You never know, though. Chris loves doing the show, so you never know. But I can't believe he did this and then left. Chris Fade dropped this massive announcement on his Instagram yesterday. I'm sure you must have seen it by now. If you've not, go to Chris Fade's Instagram, at Chris Fade.
Yeah.
And you will see such an amazing announcement that Chris and Brianna, his now wife, are going to be part of a Netflix show.
Yay. It's so good, actually. I was looking at it and I was happy for him, but I don't know when he filmed it because he didn't tell me a thing. When did he get this in?
Rossi.
You knew.
It's going to be out on October 27th. It's called Dubai Bling. We can't say much more about it. We need Chris back to talk about it. But if you want to see the little teaser, which is so cute, Brianna looks so cute in her white gown. Like, she looks so cute. Go check it out on Chris's Instagram, at Chris Fade. You can leave a little comment there. But I can't believe
like loads of people will probably go on there because he's playing basketball in his living room.
That's not his living room,
isn't it? I don't go to his house very often. It looks amazing. Whose living room is it?
I don't know, Rossi. You ask the most random questions that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. What did I tell you before we turn the mics on?
We're talking about the trailer.
I know, but what did I tell you before we turn the mics on?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Great.
But yeah, go and have a look at the trailer. We're very proud of him here.
Yeah.
You know, he's done really well. And it's going to be a show that you can just sit down and watch. You know, like reality TV. That's
exactly
what it's all about.
That's what it's about. And it's a bit
of fun.
Exactly, Rossi. And it's like, do you understand? It's Netflix. Netflix. Like, our man is going to be on Netflix.
It's so good. And I'm only happy for him because I know that if he gets famous, I'll get famous too. Happy birthday to my daughter Annie, 6 Aww. Today. Also, happy birthday to Madalena, 11 today. That's from your mum, Katerina. Thanks for your text.
Hollywood status. Pretty Malik's gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What's happening, Pretty?
Let's talk about The Little Mermaid. So there was so much talk about Halle Bailey playing Ariel in the reimagination of The Little Mermaid as a live-action movie.
Right.
I was so excited. The trailer came out. Did you see the trailer?
No, I've just seen people talking about it, really.
Oh, you should watch a trailer with your daughters. I would love to know their reaction because everyone who's seen it so far has just been like, wow, this is amazing. Because you get to see Ariel as like a human, not as a cartoon, right?
I'm going
to
do that later.
But unfortunately, there has been backlash when it comes to this because Halle Bailey is black and she is playing The Little Mermaid. And there's been so much backlash coming her way, completely unwarranted, does not make any sense whatsoever. And unfortunately, she's had to kind of answer back to these people. Here's what Halle had to say.
It was a big, like, moral of the story moment for me when I rapped because, you know, I dedicated so much time, blood, sweat, and tears into this work, for this film, with all of the kind of commentary and people's opinions going on, it just reminds me to be, number one, grounded and grateful that I have this opportunity, and the fact that it's sparking such a discussion like this for all of us. I mean, I know what it would have meant to me as a little girl to have been able to see a black Ariel when I was younger. If I would have seen that, it would have changed my whole outlook on life.
Yeah, I love that.
And
I love the video of the little girl watching it.
Yes.
And she sees Ariel for the first time. It's like, that's what it's all about, you
like,
know?
I think
making it for everybody.
100%. I don't think a lot of people understand the power of representation and what it means.
I mean,
to
you
see.
You must feel that as well. Like,
100%. Yeah. I mean, growing up watching TV shows and never seeing anyone that looked like me sometimes made you feel like you weren't allowed to be a part of that world. And when now I see so much South Asian representation on TV shows and films,
yeah,
I'm like, wow, wait, that could be me, you know? In a way, I feel like I chose this path as a child because I wanted to be a part of that representation.
You are.
Like, I did that for a reason. And that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But I love the movie. The movie comes out May 26, 2023. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. Now, she normally sends her fans on a wild, like, goose chase to figure out the track list for her upcoming albums.
Yeah.
This time, she's switching it up. She's going to play a game of bingo on her TikTok where she will call out a number and then tell us the name of the song. Have a listen.
Hi. I know that I have a habit of dropping cryptic clues and Easter eggs when giving you information about new music, and I am not here to deny that, but I am here to defy that. Welcome to a new series I am calling Midnight's Mayhem with Me. The first track I'm going to tell you about, track 13 is called Mastermind.
So that's all we have. Track 13 is called Mastermind.
Taylor Swift album bingo. I love it. And finally.
Okay. Don't Worry, Darling. Officially out in theaters today. It stars Olivia Wilde. Directed by Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Stars Harry Styles, Florence Pugh. Chris Pine is in there as well. If you don't know what the movie's about, it's about a 1950s housewife, Florence Pugh, living with her husband, Harry, in a utopian experimental community. And then to discover these deep, dark secrets behind this glamorous living style.
It's a bit like the James Carey movie. James Carey. Jim Carey movie. What's the one?
The Truman Show.
Is it like that?
No, maybe a little bit, but that was a TV show. It turns out to be like a TV show in the end. This is, I think, a little bit different. The reviews are coming in, and I'm here to tell you, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has so far gotten a grand total of 32%.
32%? That's awful.
That is awful. Now, I'm going to read you a little snippet of some of the reviews that have come through. It says, Don't Worry, Darling lacks the ability to capture you because you've already guessed what's happening. It's a thriller without any real thrills. Don't Worry, Darling starts out with lots of promise, but soon goes off the rails. They say Chris Pine is miscast. Harry Styles is miscast. They say Florence Pugh is the one who carries this movie, but her acting chops are just too good for what's happening in the film.
So no one's actually bagged out Harry Styles' acting then?
Yeah, they have.
They have?
They said that his accent, they didn't quite understand his accent when they saw a couple of the clips.
I bet you these are American reviews, are they? Because I can understand him perfectly.
No, that's not what they meant. What they meant was they didn't understand why his accent was the way that it was in the films. Because it went from American to British to American to British.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't just one.
It's like when he's trying to be American, but he keeps slipping back.
But apparently the movie does explain that, but it's not looking good. But I always say the critics are not the same as the audience. So the movie hits theaters today. I'm going to watch it. Go watch it, and then we'll see. After the weekend, we'll see on Monday if anyone watched it and what the review is.
Okay. And that message also goes to Chris Fade, who's just released a new reality show called Dubai Bling. The critics are not the audience.
The critics are not the audience. October 27th, that is coming out. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to Chris Fade's Instagram right now.
You can go and see it, yeah. It's going to be good. Dubai Bling, it's called. Go and check it out on his Insta. At Chris Fade, Chris with a K.
That's right.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Just got a WhatsApp message there on our group, but then if you noticed...
What?
Chris Faye just sent us a video of him in the back of an Uber. So he must be on the way to the airport.
Yes,
maybe.
He's on the way to the airport. He is off to Italy, which is super exciting. He's going with Virtue Zone and Boss, Be Your Own Boss.
Yeah.
And he did say he promised that when he comes back next week, he's going to have something that's a huge opportunity for everyone who's listening right now. So
to be your own boss, I imagine. But I think, you know, he's in the back of the Uber. And I think that the Uber driver doesn't realize that Chris Fade's in the back. So if you're listening to this, turn around. He's the guy with the big nose. And he tips, every time he gets in, he tips 100 dirhams. I've just put a message that I've received from Chris Fade on my Insta stories. If you want to go and check it out, at Big Rossi Radio. Rossi Radio, Rossi with an I. He's on the way to the airport now. Thanks so much, Chris, for the message. I really appreciate it, man. It's really nice here. And I hope you have a safe journey. So go and have a look if you can. And all I'm going to say right now is this is the Big Rossi Show. And on the way next, your chance to win.
No.
Oh, not yet. Yeah, it's on the way later, I meant. Sorry. We're going to be talking about food next. That's what I meant.
Are we talking about food? Do you already know what my revolution is?
No, you said you're going to talk about food.
I was talking about a revolution.
Yep, we're going to talk about it next. Go and check out my Insta stories to see why I'm so happy with Chris. It's the Big Rossi Show. Nikki, you're right
Excuse
now.
Excuse me, it's the Chris Fade Show.
Sunroof, 7:38. We'll talk to Pretty next. The Big Rossi Show this morning.
It's the Chris Fade Show.
Go and have a look at my Instagram, Big Rossi Radio with an I, and you'll see a lovely message. I've posted it on my page now, so thanks, Chris, for that. It's really nice. What's happening, Pretty?
Okay, I want to start a revolution.
Go on.
I need people with me. I want to be able to order off the kids' menu. I want to order off the kids' menu.
Oh, my gosh.
04871-5544. Who's with me on this? And I'll tell you why.
Go on.
So I was out with my friend and their kids.
Yeah.
The other day we were at a restaurant. Mm. And then we were looking at what to order. And I was like, I'm not that hungry, but I'm hungry. And I looked at the kids' menu and it was very enticing. It had all my favorite things.
Fish and chips.
Right?
Pasta, pizza.
Yep. Everything. Chicken nuggets. It had everything that I wanted.
Is that your favorite thing?
But it had everything that I wanted in that moment. And it was the perfect portion, right? Yeah, like a kid's portion is the perfect portion for me. A tinier human than usual.
Well, yeah. I think you're in kids' shoe sizes as well, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? And I'm like, can I order off the kids' menu? And they look at me and they have to think for a second because sometimes I do look like a 12-year-old. And they went, no, you cannot order off the kids' menu. You must use the grown-up menu. And thank you for that. And I just want to say, I want to be able to order off the kids' menu because sometimes it's the thing that you're looking for at the restaurant. Anyone else feel me? 04-871-5544. Now, Rossi, you are lucky because you have actual children. So you can order off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted it just for yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I can't.
I mean, can't you just get like a random kid and
be
just
like, that's my kid.
Sit here for a sec. I just want to order something.
I don't think that kid's parents will let me do that.
What's the logic behind it? Like, why do they say, you know, you can't have
I guess, okay, one of the reasons is probably the price, right? The kids' menu is definitely cheaper. I'm willing to put it out there that you can charge me a full price for it. You can charge me more as an adult if you wanted. Mm. I don't know, like add 10 dirhams or something because the adult is ordering off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
But I just feel like sometimes it hits the spot. That's what I want. I don't want the big portion. I want the kids' portion.
But like what odds is it to them, really? There's no difference you sitting in the seat than a kid. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I think we've got a lot of people who may agree with you here, Pretty. Darren, good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, do you agree with Pretty?
I agree with Pretty.
Yes.
Sometimes, I'm still a kid, but I understand this. Sometimes I just crave like a simple, like, meal, you know?
Yeah.
If I go to a restaurant and there's, like, all these types of fish dishes and I'm not really wanting fish, and on the kids' menu there's, like, a classic burger with some fries,
yeah,
I'm really feeling that burger. I want a burger, you know?
Yeah.
You're a kid, you can order it. You cannot join my revolution.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But you're eligible for those meals.
Exactly.
Katrina, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Kriti. How are you?
Tell me, Katrina, are you joining my movement?
Oh, my God. I fully agree.
Thank
and,
you.
Like as you, I would be willing to pay the full price for a kid's meal.
Right?
It's not. Yeah, it's amazing. Honestly, sometimes I get stuck. You know, I don't want to eat anything from the other side.
Yes.
And I have to go. Okay. That's fine. But the kid's menu sometimes has a really good thing.
Yes.
And the portion size, right? Regarding the portion size is ideal for us.
Thank
so
you.
I'm with you.
Thank
and,
you.
You can't imagine. Today is my daughter's birthday, 11th birthday. So for her, it's like a gift to be talking with you.
Oh, happy birthday.
From the three of us. I hope she has a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to who we got here. Zachariah. Good morning, Zachariah.
Hi, good morning.
Okay.
You guys are doing a great job, and I regularly listen to you all on my way to work.
Thanks.
And I am with you. Your kids' menu should be available for adults also.
Right.
So, yeah, because if there is no subsidy or cost difference, we should be given that option to select that, because sometimes small portion drinks and knickknacks are good enough for us to.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. And it doesn't matter because it's the adult who's paying for it as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Zachariah. Okay, Tiran. Hi, Tiran.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, Pretty Money. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me. Are you with me?
I'm 100% with you. And to be honest, I already do that. And with McDonald's, to be honest, I have to tell them, look, I've got some kids waiting for me. I need to go get some quick kids menu, just one quick meal that I actually like. And then I've got, and then the other option I do, the other thing I do when I stay at the hotels, you know, you have an option to order from the kids menu, so they don't know really, so you just order from the room service and you just do that.
So not only do you pretend your kids are in the car outside, but you also stay in the room and eat just so you can have those kids meals.
Exactly. So I do that. And when you order online, you just select from the kids menu from McDonald's, and that's the order they deliver. They don't know if you have kids or not.
That is so true.
I love that.
I mean, I'll take the toy with the Happy Meal.
Yeah. Is there anyone who can explain it, though? I'd love to get someone
yes.
on who can explain why you do it. Because, you know, like, why do you do it? What's the reason? What
like,
odds
why,
is it
why
to you?
Am I not
paying?
Allowed to? I just want to be allowed to order on the kids' menu without any kids there.
I know. I think let's go to one more quickly.
Okay, sure.
Nasser. Hi, Nasser.
Good morning, guys. Pretty, I'm with you 100%.
Thank you.
Slightly overweight. Some may call fat, some might say obese, but when I'm in a hotel, I might order two kids' meals because I want the choice.
That's true. That's true, Nasser. Yeah, I mean, you can do what Ricky Gervais does in Afterlife.
What does he do?
He takes his nephew out for dinner, right? And he
yeah.
sits there and he says, can I have two fish fingers, chips and beans, please? And they
yeah.
say, you can't have that. It's on the kids' menu.
Yeah.
So he says, all right, he'll have fish fingers, chips and beans twice.
I like that.
And then she walks off and he just stuffs his face with fish fingers. So
well,
maybe you can do that.
Maybe I can do that. But that's my movement. If anyone else wants to join, let me know. If someone from a restaurant can explain why you do it, 0487155544 is our WhatsApp line. We'll gladly take the criticism.
Good morning, roommate.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, you're angry like Pretty as well, right?
Oh, it's kind of double standards, mate, because they let kids order off the adult menu,
True.
But they don't let adults order off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
And like, if my son orders off the adult menu, they don't charge him a smaller price.
That's so true.
Than the adult menu. So yeah, pretty's right, mate. Just she doesn't get the free drink and the ice cream that comes with the kids' meal. That's it.
I mean, I'll pay for the drink and the ice cream. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I just want that portion. Also, I just want the chicken nuggets sometimes. Like, just give me the chicken tenders. I don't want the fancy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. No worries.
And it's like the adults that are paying as well. Thanks, Rue. So, you know, what's the problem? What's this then? Stephanie's got a good point here. What's your point, Stephanie?
Yeah, so I think that they should offer half portions, honestly. You know, because some of us don't want to have a great big meal and we want to resort to the kids menu, but we can't. So why don't they just offer half portions for adults on the adult menu?
Stephanie, you know? You are right. That is also a revolutionary idea that I can get behind. Half portions.
Maybe.
They do that in the States. Why don't they
You're
do
right.
that here?
You're you know? So right.
Like, exactly.
Let's have half portions.
Yeah, and like maybe you guys can open a cafe called like the Half Portion Cafe or something.
It's just a half. You get a half a chair,
like
half
it.
A table.
Do it. Thanks
like
for your calls.
It.
Have a great day, Steph.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye bye. Alex has been waiting a little while here. Alex, good morning, mate. What's your opinion?
Morning. Well, I absolutely join the revolution, and I think we don't even have to pay a full price for that meal because it's already small.
Well, see, like
it's all fair.
I'd feel bad because obviously if I'm sitting at the restaurant, they would expect me to buy something that's a full price of something. So I don't mind paying more. I just want to be able to access
okay.
the kids' menu.
Thanks.
They're like selling you proportionally smaller portion. Okay. So they're selling you like 30% less and they charge you 30% less.
Nothing that's true.
Generous from their side.
Well, Alex, we've got a chef on who's going to explain everything for us.
Okay, great.
Why do you do it, Chef Waleed? Tell us.
Okay, so what was the question again?
Why can't I order off the kids' menu even though I'm 36 years old?
I think because you're not a kid. No, because it's mostly because of the shortage of food that they have for kids. So I know a lot of times when we would work in the restaurants for like, open for on Friday buffets and stuff.
Yeah.
We would actually have, we would make food for kids, but it would be very limited.
Mm. Right.
Because the portions that they ask for is limited.
Got it.
So it would be like nuggets, fries, mini pizzas, mini burgers.
Right.
So that's usually why we did it. I think one of them had mentioned that we should do half portions for adults.
Yes.
Which is makes complete sense. Some restaurants have started doing that.
Yeah.
The trick that you can do...
Ooh, tell me.
...is just say that you're ordering it for your son and he's on his way.
Okay, I like that. I will try using that, Chef Waleed, okay?
Yeah, but that's weird, though. That's weird, Waleed, because Pretty's going to be sitting there, right? And she'll say, can I have a meal for my son? He's on his way. And then she's not going to have a dish in front of her.
Oh, my son got caught in traffic. Gotta go. I'll take it to go. See you later.
Yeah, exactly. And if worst case scenario, if you see a kid next to you, just be like, hey, mom, can I borrow your kid for like 2 minutes? Here's my kid. Give him a nugget and he's good.
Then get arrested by the police. Yeah,
great.
Thank you very much.
Zaina's
got another idea, though. Well, Zaina, what's your idea?
Yeah, so I usually tell them that I have gastro issues and I cannot eat a full amount. And so I need to have a smaller portion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't want to have an episode here where I'm like vomiting. Gosh!
Wow.
Zaina!
You're going all out. Like, when you say that, I imagine, like, everybody around you sort of just moves away from your table.
Because, like, I can't
just,
lie.
Just rub your tummy a little bit when you say that, you know?
Love it, Zaina. Thanks for your call, all right?
So the moral of the story is either let me just order off the kids' menu, start giving me half portions, or I'm going to have to start getting dramatic.
Yeah. Just say you've got gas.
Hollywood status
right now.
Her motto is, if you're not first, you're last.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Oh, yes. We're getting an extra gossip today, Pretty Malik. What's happening?
Well, there's so much going on. Let's start off with And Just Like That, which is the Thingy in the City spinoff, right? We already had season one. Now we're getting ready for season two. Filming for that, I can tell you, is officially underway because Sarah Jessica Parker shared a photo on Instagram of a script that reads episode 201.
Okay.
There's no release date for season two yet, but if you want to binge watch season one, you can on OSN Plus.
Kim Cattrall is not in that then.
No.
Because they have...
I mean, they hate each other.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, guys.
Next.
Let's talk about Shakira. So about 3 months ago, Shakira and Gerard Piqué announced that they are breaking up. And it was like a big thing that apparently he cheated. Now he's moved on with another girl. But either of them, except for that joint statement, never really said anything about the breakup until now. Shakira has been opening up to Elle magazine. And honestly, the whole thing is really heartbreaking if you read all of it. But she's saying, I've remained quiet and just tried to process it all. It's hard to talk about it, especially because I'm still going through it. And because I'm in the public eye. And then she continued to say that she's trying her best to shield her children from it. But obviously the paparazzi are following them everywhere. She went on to say, quote, but then they hear things in school school from their friends, or they come across some unpleasant news online and it affects them, which is so true, like those cheating allegations, right? Mm. And then she ended her thought by saying, sometimes I just feel like this is all a bad dream and that I'm going to wake up at some point. And what's also real is the disappointment to see something as sacred and as special as I thought was the relationship I had with my kid's father and see that turned into something cheapened by the media.
Must be so difficult going
so
through.
Difficult.
It's. I imagine it's difficult going through that anyway, but going through it in the media and the public eye is horrible.
On top of that, she's fighting a massive tax case in Spain where she could be jailed. Her father's been very unwell and in the ICU.
That's three things. Yeah.
They say the terrible, it comes terrible in things comes in threes.
Yeah.
But all these things have been piling up on her. Poor thing. So that's that. And finally, Lewis Capaldi is really having a hard time finding love. And that's mostly because all of the dating apps have banned him. He was,
Hold on.
He was on this podcast called The Diary of a CEO. And he got talking about using these apps. Have a listen.
I've just been kicked off of Tinder.
Right.
Because I think people think I'm
they're reporting you.
Fake, yeah. So I've been kicked off of Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. And Hinge is the one I really, I love Tinder, right? Tinder's great. But Hinge is one I really want to get on because I feel like that's now like mid-20s, like that's what people are on.
So he's banned from, let's recap, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, all of them.
Wow, I thought you would not be able to understand the word he said.
Of course I did. It's not that hard. So he wants to be on Hinge because he's 25 and he's like, Hinge is where it's at. I just want to be on there. But unfortunately, all the, I guess, the owners of the app, you know how they have like those things to make sure no one's catfishing and all that. People think he's not the real Lewis Capaldi, so they keep banning him from the app. I think, you know, they have these ones that are like for famous people.
Yeah.
They have certain apps for famous people.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that,
like
yeah.
Raya and all these things. Yeah. Like all the celebs are on it. Maybe he needs to get on that. But someone find Lewis Capaldi some love.
Nala, if he was on there and you were on there, would you swipe left?
Yes. No, right.
What's that mean?
Right is good, left is bad.
Ah, okay, right's good. So you'd swipe right.
100%.
Nala loves Lewis Capaldi.
Well, get in touch, mate. You know the number. You can WhatsApp us 0487155544. Thanks, Lewis. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
We haven't done this for a long time. Asada's messaged me saying, news before the news is back. Let's go.
So, okay, do the disclaimer before you start.
This is all real.
No.
What?
We're getting in trouble.
Oh, okay. Some of these clips are not real. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not really, but okay.
Well, you're the journalist. You've got the degree.
The story surrounding the clips are not real.
Hi. Good morning. I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. It's been confirmed that hip-hop superstar 50 Cent is a fan of the Big Rossi show on Virgin Radio
Excuse
Dubai.
Me, the Chris Fade show.
The rapper is constantly listening to the station and is a massive fan of Big Rossi. But he still thinks he could improve. He's on the line now, in fact. Oh. Let's cross to 50 Cent.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm listening to the show, man. You got it going, but you got to loosen up a little bit.
He thinks I need to loosen up a bit. next up, Ryan Reynolds has been seen shoplifting at Viva Supermarket in Deira this week.
What?
I can't believe it, yeah. The Deadpool star was seen stuffing items in his trousers at the banana section.
And he says, my voice always gets really high when I'm like lying. He was like, you got anything, any sort of fruit, any vegetables, anything like that? I was like, no!
And finally, if he hasn't been in enough trouble already, Adam Levine is in trouble with the law after the police were called to his apartment in Discovery Gardens. The Maroon 5 singer got in trouble after he had an argument with his cleaner about putting items back where they found them.
I don't care that shirt's on the floor or that my pants are hanging over a couch. I know that my wallet's in there. And when I go to get my wallet, I know that's where it is. But someone puts something away and you're like, where's my wallet?
I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news. Thank you.
That was so good.
Next up, it's the actual news after the news before the news.
Woo!
That's about it from me. I'm going to be celebrating my daughter's birthday later.
What are the plans? Annie turns 6 today, right?
Yes. It's got a link to this. Like, every year we do the same thing now, because it's near our house. There's a Pizza Express. So it's like a tradition that we go to Pizza Express.
I love that.
The kids make their own pizzas, so we'll be doing that.
That's awesome. I remember, like, growing up, didn't you always go to, like, the same place for birthday parties?
I always dreamt of a McDonald's kids party.
That's what we used to do.
We never did that.
Because it was just
Didn't
have
enough money.
It was, I mean, I don't think it was very expensive because we did it every year.
Well, maybe it was just a...
It was definitely not expensive.
Really?
No.
Are you sure?
Because my family would not be doing it then. So.
Okay, well, my mum, for my, I think it was my 7th birthday, I said to her, I wanted to play five-a-side football, you know, like in an indoor leisure centre.
Yeah.
I got taken to the local park. It's free. And we played five-a-side there.
But she made your wish. What did you want? She made your dream come true.
You got taken to the local park for your birthday.
So where else? You said you wanted to play.
Okay. Five-a-side, indoors, five-a-side football.
Oh, indoors.
Yeah, like it was a thing, five-a-side football. I got taken to the local park.
Rossi, what's the thing I always tell you?
Be grateful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm grateful now. I've got still the same amount of money.
This conversation did not go where we started.
Well, anyway, it's a nice day today. I'm going to celebrate Annie's sixth birthday.
Yeah.
What's on your agenda? What are you doing?
I don't think I'm going to do anything.
Just stay at home. Are you going to go to the gym?
Nah, just going to be on the couch today.
Oh, sounds amazing.
One of those days.
And Jeff will be there because he's always there.
No.
What's he doing?
He's working.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good guy. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back. Chris is back on Tuesday. Have a great day.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.